This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is establishing a task force to look into deadly COVID-19 outbreaks in residential facilities such as nursing homes. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
More than half of the coronavirus-related deaths in the state have been among older adults and people with disabilities who lived in high-density group settings. Officials say the goal of the Residential Care Task Force will be to reduce the spread of illness and number of deaths in these facilities. The group plans to enact several strategies, like more testing and PPE use, in the next month or so. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Colorado is getting nearly $8 million in matching federal funds to increase access to telemedicine during the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Polis says technical innovation will help slow the spread of the coronavirus by providing an alternative to in-person health care. The money will also support Colorado's health information exchange. Independence Pass and Mount Evans Scenic Byway will be closed longer than usual due to COVID-19. Pitkin and Lake counties asked CDOT to keep Highway 82 closed an extra week and a half. Mount Evans Road will be closed until at least July 1st. Officials say opening on Memorial Day would be a challenge to maintaining social distancing. The counties are discouraging tourists and second home owners from visiting during the pandemic. Red flag warning until 9 tonight for Vail and Grand Junction. This is CPR News.